listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, good morning and welcome. Time for the Brinkotter home highlight, and we've got some stuff we're going to talk about, but it's all about the Bright Bulbs contest today. Tom Brinkotter joins us. How you doing?
Great, Brian. How
are you?
Are you
in the holiday spirit?
I actually am.
Okay. I don't know why I just assume sort of the Brinkotter family would be big Christmas people. Is that a wrong assumption?
Yeah, we are. Carla is living in Florida now, and I don't believe she's not coming back this year. But my
I don't blame her.
My nephews are coming back with their family, and then Patty and my two kids and my mom will all gather at mom's house and have a great Christmas.
All right. Well, that's fantastic stuff. So good morning and welcome. We're going to announce our winners here in just a couple of seconds of the Bright Bulbs contest, which you guys have been doing over the last number of weeks and for commercial and residential. And would you have like five total prizes?
Yeah, we had five total prizes.
All right, so we got the second place and the third place winner with us today. Now, I'm sure this isn't like Miss America where one of them steps up if the first place winner doesn't show.
Yeah.
We'll announce all of them, but we've got a couple of guests and we'll talk about it. Yeah. Let's talk a little real estate because that's what you guys do here on a normal Friday. Give me some stats.
I need to put a plea out for listings, Brian. Check the inventory in Macon County, the residential inventory. There is only 384 active listings.
That's very low.
On the market. It's extremely low. So if you are at all thinking about selling your house, now is a great time to sell.
Okay. Lindsay, not sure why my mic went down, but there you go. Can we get my mic back up a little bit? Thank you. All right. So right now, people think it's sort of, they say December, it's winter. Although we've had a fairly mild winter, you know, people aren't looking to buy, aren't looking to move. Yeah. That's not necessarily true. You've got a demand. So if you're a seller or a potential seller, that's always the market you want to jump into.
That's right. And it's translated to the average sales price ticking up a little bit. Our average sales price through the end of November this year is $119,000, which is a little higher than normal. That's usually anywhere from $102,000 to $110,000. So to me, that's just a lack of supply, and the average price has ticked up a little bit. And I know for a fact there's corporate people being moved into town. So if we got a good listing, you know, they're selling quick.
And I'm not sure why it's counterintuitive to think about moving in December. I mean, I guess you go, I don't want to be loading stuff up in the snow and all that. But if you're going to make more money, I mean, it's a mathematical game. Right now, it's good to be a seller.
It's great to be a seller right now.
All right. Good stuff. So how do folks, you know, if they're maybe they're just driving to work right now, and they go, you know what? You know, we've talked about maybe 6 months, a year from now, you know, selling or upgrading or downgrading, you know, bigger size, smaller size. But I heard Tom talking about this, and maybe now is the time to move. What's the best way for them to start that conversation?
You can call our office at 875-0555. We have a floor person on duty at all times. There's 61 agents there that any one of them can help you. You can go to brinkotter.com. Just kind of look at what the inventory is out there. I would suggest you look around you, see what the competition is. But get a hold of one of our agents. We'll come out and do a free market analysis, look at your house, pull some comparables, give you a report, and tell you what we think you might be able to get for it.
All right. I know that sounds easier than – because, as you said, you recently moved, and there's a little more anxiety attached to that whole thing. But that's why you guys are so great at what you do, because you take all of the stuff that people don't have to worry about off the table. You take on that responsibility and give them just the stuff they need to focus on, which really is helpful. You try to do this thing yourself. I mean, you're literally over your head.
That's right. There's so much that goes on behind the scenes in the purchase or sale of your home. There's title work. There's all kinds of things. We've written blogs on that. But in the blog this week is about downsizing, which I actually just did. Went from about 3,000 square feet to 900 square feet, and it kind of frees you up a little bit. But our agents can help you walk through that process.
Okay. Betsy, you're right about when friendly competition turns into festive holiday fun, and I'm assuming your family's a big Christmas family as well.
Huge Christmas family, absolutely.
All right, so tell me about the blog this week.
Well, the blog this week was about downsizing, but I have to talk about the blog last week.
Yes, December 5th.
Yeah, so the family that we featured was Patrick's family, and Patrick is here with us today, which I'm so glad that he was able to join us. To talk a little bit about how the tradition began, how it's grown over the years, and sort of what it means to him today and what it means to his family, and I want him to talk about it.
Okay, so Patrick Jones, I guess we're going to go ahead and just announce this, right? If we put this up on social media, who was our grand prize winner of the Bright Bulbs contest?
Grand prize winner was Dave Cotton. Okay. Cotton's Christmas Corner.
Cotton's Christmas Corner. A lot of alliteration there. All right, so the pictures are on BrinkOuter.com. And then in second place,
Welch's Christmas Display. And we have Matt Welch with us today in the studio.
Okay. And then, of course, Patrick was the third place winner, correct?
Third place winner, Santa Stops Here, Patrick's Display.
And then the fourth and fifth?
Fourth place winner was the Wood Family Lights. They won the pizza for a year. And fifth place winner of the 30-day membership to Red Zone ML CrossFit was the display, Why is the Carpet All Wet, Todd?
Okay. There you
go. I think
go.
I know who that one was.
Do you know?
I think that's Chris Burns.
I had
yes,
to ask.
Yes, it is. It's Chris, yeah.
I had to ask what the reference was there. I couldn't remember.
Chris,
what?
Chris is a very clever guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, let's start with the third place here, and as you said, Patrick Jones. So Santa Stops Here. Patrick, talk to us a little bit about the family tradition.
I guess my dad, who had passed away about 10 years ago, kind of instilled, like, the love of Christmas into myself and all of my brothers. And so moving up here, just making the display bigger and bigger, and then having some great neighbors that have kind of helped grow that display over years, and they do just as much, if not more, so it kind of just adds to it every year.
All right. And so when do you start working on this? Well, you know, how does all the organization come together, the logistics of all of this?
Oh, God, the logistics.
Yeah.
It's a mess. I have just tubs of nothing but extension cords, which is just insane in its own self. But usually second week of November, we start getting everything out, getting everything untangled, putting it up.
All right. And it is a little easier now, right, than it probably was when your dad started this tradition?
Oh, absolutely. LEDs are like yeah. revolutionary. You don't have to unscrew every single bulb.
And go searching for that very that one that's out. Yeah.
So much better.
Yeah. So second week of November. So it's quite extensive. Now, what kind of viewership do you get? I mean, do you get a lot of people coming by the house just to take a look?
So we actually live on Blake Ridge. It's a cul-de-sac, and you would think that there is a parade going nonstop from basically the weekend after Thanksgiving until really after New Year's. So just nonstop flow of cars, but you know what? It's enjoyable. We like seeing all the people who enjoy the life.
I'm thrilled that people still go out and do this.
Yeah.
You know, get out away from their tablet and their phone and get in a car and bring the kids and go out and do this, aren't you? I
yeah,
mean, I know that's part of why you guys do
yes,
this.
Right.
Yes.
And there's a little neighborhood competition going on Blake Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You drive down there. The neighbors are, I think they're trying to outdo
one
another.
No one wants
another.
To be
winner
one
last
up.
Year was
I
on
mean,
Blake
you know, that's human nature. You start and it just sort of grows. Well, Matt, talk a little bit about yours.
So ever since I bought my first home, I decorated it, and then the second home I bought it was on a boulevard, and I just the display's grown every year. I travel anywhere from Bloomington, just going on Marketplace and just adding things every year. The wife's constantly asking, "I thought you were done buying stuff," and yeah, the display just continues to grow.
And do you think this is a Betsy by definition kind of guy thing, like on the maintenance organizational buy the stuff? It's one of the few places men splurge.
I would agree with that, Brian.
Yeah.
I'm not climbing a ladder.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
But the guy, he's got the staple gun. You know,
yeah.
He's got all the stuff he needs.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very
absolutely. Absolutely.
So yeah. This is fun. You guys do this contest every year. You give away some great prizes. And I think it's great because people can go look and get great ideas to go where to find places in town to go look at these houses.
Sure.
I'm not sure as many people decorate. I think that the ones who do still do it up, you know, in an incredible way and still are inspired to do great stuff. But I think I love the fact that people are literally getting in cars with their kids, driving around and going to see this. Now, do you guys do this as well? Do you go check out the competition?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm actually definitely going to go up and see Matt's because I haven't seen it yet. But, I mean, there's a lot of great displays in Decatur, too.
Yeah.
Matt's got, like, huge cutouts
uh-huh.
of figures.
And did you do that yourself or did you have them made? I mean, how did you get that done?
So I've got a lady in town who does some of those. I tell you guys are talking about, you know, getting in the car and going around and looking at it. This is awesome for nursing homes as well. I've had some contact me, and you see that van come by, and the older people are just their eyes open up, or
oh,
daycares.
I love that.
And it's awesome because they're still out of the elements. It can be cold, but they're still, it's just bringing joy to them, and that's what the season's about, right?
No doubt about it. Absolutely. And by the way, If you're out there and all you do is comment on social media, you really need to, like, get in the car and grab your family and go out and get some real-world interaction. Now, you can see the photos, but you had voting. What was your strategy on voting? Did you guys share this stuff out on social media, get your friends and families to vote?
Yeah, that's basically our strategy. So you hit it on the head.
We blew up the news feed.
A lot of Facebook. I mean, it was kind of somebody said, oh, you should put a poster out there. And then being the Christmas decorator, I said, it's going to get in the way of the lights. So
yeah. Well, we're visiting with Matt Welch and Patrick Jones, along with Betsy and Tom from Brinkotter.com and Brinkotter Home Highlight. This is second and third place winners of the Bright Bulbs contest. So this is fun. People can check out. Can they still go to the website and see everything, or is that all down now?
No, I believe we took it down yesterday, Brian.
Okay. But the lights will still be up. You guys, and Matt, what street do you?
I'm at 401 West Plains, right behind the park in Orion, and there's quite a few houses out there, so you could spend an evening just driving around Orienta.
Yeah, Orienta's a great place, right? I mean, you don't think about maybe venturing out some of the smaller towns.
Sure, small town living out there.
Oh, absolutely. All right, well, guys, for next year, I mean, is this something you want to do again? I mean, it seems like people have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, this was our second year doing it. We'll plan on doing it again next year and grow it and get more people to do it. And I love the idea about contacting the nursing homes. And
yeah, that's fantastic.
Well, a route.
Cotton's Christmas Corner was the grand prize winner, $500 Visa gift card. Welch's Christmas Display, second place. They got that Arlo security camera system. Third place winner got the Blues hockey tickets. That's Santa Stops here. Fourth place pizza for a year was the Wood Family Lights. And fifth place, why is the carpet all wet, Todd? And when I saw that, I thought Chris Burns. I don't even know why.
I know. Yeah. And I did the same thing. And then I'm like, of course it is.
All right. Well, Brinkotter.com for open houses. They list all of the ones that are in the listings, no matter whether they're Brinkotter or not. Go to the brand new website. You're going to love it. Merry Christmas, guys. We really appreciate you spreading the joy. We need a little more happiness in our lives.
Go look at the lights.
All right. We'll be back after stories and news. Don't go anywhere.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Students at Johns Hill.